This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump is openly urging foreign governments to investigate his political foes as opposition Democrats move forward with their impeachment inquiry into his actions. Meanwhile, the White House is preparing to formally object to the House impeachment probe as soon as Friday. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
A person familiar with the matter says Trump administration won't cooperate with a congressional impeachment investigation because it began without a House vote. This follows last night's warning from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
Any effort the administration makes to obstruct our ability to get the facts on the president's effort to coerce Ukraine into helping his campaign will only add to the body of evidence on a potential article involving the obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
Matt Small, Washington.
Answering questions Thursday morning from reporters on the White House South Lawn, Trump doubled down on actions that have sparked the inquiry. He reiterated Ukraine should investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, and added China should do the same. Joe Biden is currently running for the Democratic presidential nomination. Trump has accused Hunter Biden of using a 2013 trip on Air Force Two to procure $1.5 billion from China for a private equity fund the vice president's son was forming. Iraqi security forces opened fire on anti-government protesters gathering in Baghdad Friday for a fourth day of demonstrations against unemployment, poor public services, and corruption. According to an AFP news correspondent, the security forces fired directly at protesters, not in the air. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's embattled leader Carrie Lam on Friday invoked colonial-era emergency powers for the first time in more than 50 years in a dramatic move intended to quell escalating violence in the Chinese-ruled city. VOA's Brian Patton explains.
So Carrie Lam invoked emergency regulations that have not been used since 1967. By invoking these emergency powers, she bypasses the legislature and can impose the new regulations unilaterally. The new regulation, which will take effect on Saturday, Lam described it as a prohibition of face covering and is intended to target rioters and those that resort to violence.
Lam elaborated on why this is necessary.
We are particularly concerned that many students are participating in these violent protests or even riots, jeopardizing their safety and even their future.
For the last four months, the city has been engulfed in unrest. Democracy advocates are engaged in increasingly confrontational tactics to fight against what they see as China's efforts to restrict Hong Kong's autonomy and civil liberties. More than 500 Burundians are heading home after spending time in three Tanzanian refugee camps. Thursday, the first wave of Burundians fleeing violence and unrest over the last few years began their journey back home to their villages. They are among thousands who fled the small Central East African country's political unrest, which erupted after a controversial 2015 election gave President Pierre Nkurunziza a third term. Some went to other neighboring countries. Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno declared a state of emergency Thursday. This as demonstrators took to the streets across the country to protest the end of a government fuel subsidy. Moreno said he had to declare the emergency because the protests were meant to damage and destabilize his government. 19 people were arrested Thursday, and protesters disrupted street and air travel for a time being. The United States and the UK have signed an agreement under a controversial new U.S. law that will allow law enforcement agencies to force tech companies to turn over electronic communications for use in criminal investigations, regardless of which country the data is stored in. We have that story and more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.